Whoa. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. It's Andrew Devitri. It's been about a little over almost 2 months now since I've put out an episode. You know, been here, been there, you know, been running about town with my pup, living my best life. And I was going to take a couple more weeks off just doing some other stuff before I hop back onto the mic, as they say, but I literally just woke up. It's 5:20 in the morning here in LA on the West Coast to just basically in what my mind is another unspeakable entertainment tragedy with the news of a erratic audience member jumping on stage during a Dave Chappelle Netflix is a joke comedy show at the Hollywood Bowl here in LA. And if you don't live in LA, or if you haven't been to LA before, the Hollywood Bowl is a legendary, iconic venue. It's hard to explain without, because I live here in like sort of the city. If you're going from the city to the valley is outside of the city. Like I live in West Hollywood. If I'm going from West Hollywood to Burbank, it's sort of on like the edge of the Hollywood Hills by the highway. And it's legendary, you know. We're coming into the summer season, obviously, so they do a lot of concerts and whatnot, some theater. It's great. It's sort of a great aesthetic and something special. But that's neither here nor there. Just a little background for those of you who are not from here. But anyways, the thing that I woke up to this morning is a TMZ article. I was kind of hot, and my dog was laying between my legs, so I needed to turn on my AC. For those of you who have a dog, or you're just like one of those people who's a hot sleeper like me, then you know. But the first story is TMZ is reporting Dave Chappelle tackled, slammed on stage at Hollywood Bowl. Attacker pulls gun on comedian. So obviously this story is terrifying, scary. And before I read it, I mean, the first thing that probably comes to many of our minds is what just went down at the Oscars with Will Smith and Chris Rock, who, you know, Chris Rock has somewhat addressed it in, you know, shows, specifically the first show in Boston at the Wilbur Theater, and Will Smith was last seen in India, gone away. But obviously, just to recap, Will Smith jumped on stage during a moment where Chris Rock was, you know, doing a bit of a, I don't want to say a full set, but, you know, presenting an award, and wasn't happy with what Chris Rock said and proceeded to assault him both physically and verbally, which is just not right. And I think many people after that moment were thinking, wow, is this going to set a new precedent, a new low precedent for audience members who just aren't okay with what a stand-up's words are, what basically their job is, you know, what their passion is, what they're up there to do, which is to ruffle feathers, sort of make things uncomfortable, but funny and, you know, call out things. I mean, I've always seen stand-up comedy as truths in a skewed POV point of view from an individual. And it's basically like what legendary, I always think about this sort of viral moment that Joan Rivers, the late great Joan Rivers, sort of went through. It's on YouTube where an audience was heckling her for something she said about, I don't remember the exact detailing because I don't want to misspeak, but I know Joan addressed it right away on stage. The audience member didn't jump on stage, but they very aggressively disagreed with what Joan was doing or saying. Joan was saying, oh, shut up, get out of here, get out of my show. This is comedy. We have to remember this is comedy. And things are a bit murky right now. But anyways, let's just read the article because there's a lot to unpack here. Okay, Dave Chappelle's Hollywood Bowl performance Tuesday night came to a temporary screeching halt when someone rushed the stage, and attacked the comedian. And it was especially scary because TMZ has learned the guy pulled out a gun. There's video footage here, by the way. It went down toward the end of Dave's show, part of the Netflix is a Joke festival, when a man in the audience somehow got on stage and manhandled Dave, tackling him violently and slamming him on the stage. My God. It's horrifying. The video footage is horrifying to watch too, but just reading about it. Law enforcement tells TMZ the attacker actually pointed the gun at Chappelle as he rushed him. TMZ is told the gun was not real. It was a replica of a semi-automatic. It also weirdly had a knife attached to the gun. An eyewitness tells TMZ the attacker got up and started running as a swarm of people went after him, he was running around the screen on the stage when, as the eyewitness put it, quote, the mob caught up with him and beat the crap out of him, stomping him. The eyewitness says Jimmy Fox and Busta Rhymes got a few licks in. TMZ is told Dave is okay, but the attacker was injured and taken by a stretcher to an ambulance, where TMZ is told he's currently in the hospital. LAPD sources tell them the man was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. Some tweets here. Brianna Sachs just came out of the Hollywood Bowl, where a man charged and tackled Dave Chappelle on stage and got his ass kicked by at least 10 people. LAPD and LAFD are now loading him into an ambulance. Dave continued with his act, telling the audience, quote, I don't know if that was part of the show. I grabbed the back of that bleep's head. His hair was spongy, absorbent. Now get this. After the attack, guess who was there? Chris Rock. He was one of Dave's special guests. As Chris walked on stage, he hugged his pal and said, what? Was that Will Smith? I mean, talk about two pros. Okay, I'll talk about that after, but what a pro thing to say. It's unclear who the attacker is or why he did it, but the show went on as planned. For Chris Rock not only to be there is very meta, but also amazing. But also for him just to say that, it just goes to show what a pro these gentlemen both are and how comedy really is healing. And the fact that Chris Rock could come up with something that brilliant and that genius, as well as Dave Chappelle, who was attacked that quickly and continued with the set after being held at gunpoint or knife point, whichever went down, is a testament to truly the craft and the skill and the absolute genius of these two. I like many of you, am still sort of thinking about and confused and upset and anger and horrified by the actions of Will Smith. But the fact that this happened at a Netflix, okay, first of all, where was the security? You know, see, now a lot of thoughts are running through my mind. I'm just going to go through them because I don't like to suppress my thoughts, which is why I'm a very outspoken person who doesn't have very many friends. But I think that's a good thing. But where? Why was somebody able to access the stage at the Hollywood Bowl? Now, every time I've gone to the Hollywood Bowl, I went to see some shows there, some musical shows, because, you know, I'm a fairy and I like musicals. Duh. You can't get anywhere near the stage because there's, like, different levels, different tiers of seating. There's, like, tables where you can pay a lot or, you know, like, rafters in the back, just, like, bleachers, but, like, a little more scale, high end. How can you even reach the stage? And the fact that they're Netflix, who, you know, big Netflix, $1 billion, you know, whatever, even though the stock is taking a dip. Maybe that's why this happened. The stock took a dip and they're, like, lacking on security. It's like, what? But I'm sure Dave Chappelle had his own personal security there. How did this happen and why did it happen? And it's very, very disappointing. Netflix, like, SMH. I'm going to hop over to Deadline.com too, where there's an article here. Some of this might be redundant, but I'm just going to read it because a Deadline, for those of you who don't know, sort of like the trades of what goes on in the entertainment, film, news, biz, music, industry stuff. Dave Chappelle attacked on stage while performing during Netflix's A Joke Festival at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. Social media exploded last night, well, tonight, I guess, with posts from attendees at Dave Chappelle's Hollywood Bowl show, which is part of Netflix's Joke Festival. Apparently, Chappelle was rushed by someone while on stage. Attendees' phones were confiscated at the gate, so video and even photos are very sparse, but one video photo posted seemed to show the man smashing into someone holding a microphone, possibly Chappelle. Gosh, I'm sure people had, like, burner phones or something. I don't know. Accounts posted online said the man was corralled by security and possibly fellow comedian Jamie Foxx. Los Angeles police confirmed to ABC7 that they responded to a call at the Bowl around 10:45 p.m. Oh, honey, I was dead asleep. By the way, I was watching the new Spring Awakening, Those You've Known, on HBO Max. Incredible. If you guys love Spring Awakening or musical theater, I don't plug for them. I just watched it last night. I was a big fan of the show. Lea Michele, shout out to Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff for carrying that, as well as the iconic original OBC, original Broadway cast. Los Angeles police confirmed ABC7, the Hollywood Bowl, around 10:45. They indicted a man. They indicated that a man was taken into custody. He was reportedly armed with a gun and knife in one posted clip. Apparently, after the incident, Chappelle is heard to quip, it was a trans man, a reference to his transphobic comments in his Netflix special, The Closer, and the uproar, protests, and anger that ensued. I'm looking at a video here. Man that attacked Dave Chappelle at his show at Hollywood Bowl has his hands broken and dislocated because there's, like, a paparazzi video. Not paparazzi, like, a fan video. Videos posted by attendees outside the show after they'd gotten their phones back seemed to show the alleged assailant being loaded into an ambulance, his arm mangled. Another person caught the end of the show on video where Chappelle and Jamie Foxx, who apparently rushed on stage and helped apprehend the mangled actor, Chappelle. Quote, whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat, said the headliner by way of thanks. I thought that was part of the show. Foxx was hurried to respond. I grabbed the back of that blank's head, said Chappelle. His hair was spongy, and like I said in the other, later the comedian sounded a note of both shock and levity, saying, quote, I've been doing this for 35 years. I just stomped a blank backstage. I've always wanted to do that. Fox chimed in a more serious note. Quote, listen, I just want to say this man is an absolute genius. We've got to make sure to protect them at all times, said Fox. For every comedian who comes out here, this means everything. You're a genius. You're a legend. And we're not going to let anything happen to you. After Fox left the stage, Chappelle possibly thinking about all the nerves and emotions that fans had exited the show, said to the crowd, everybody compose yourselves. Representatives did not respond to requests for comment from Deadline. Look, like I said before, completely unacceptable and inappropriate for anyone to think they could jump the stage of any type of artist who was performing, singer, actor, dancer, a local talent show at a high school or middle school or county fair. You just don't do that. And if you disagree with the artist, then just... We're at a point in society where everybody feels as though they can have, everybody should have a voice, but nobody should use that voice in a way that's going to hurt someone physically or emotionally. It's just not okay, and there are going to be consequences. Case in point, this man. Case in point, Will Smith fleeing off to India. Who knows if he's even going to have a career now after this. I know many of his projects got, axed from the chopping block, which rightfully so, because what he did was totally crossing the line, even though, you know, people are thinking he was defending Jada. But I'm not going to get into that right now, because that is not my job. My job is here to merely report the news, given a two-month, basically a two-month sabbatical, if you will, doing my own thing. But this is just something I had to hop on the mic and talk about, because I really feel for Dave Chappelle and I really feel for Chris Rock, and the fact that they were both at the same place at the same time, during the fact that they were both experiencing the same attack, is something else. Although we all know Chris Rock was fortunately, thank God, not attacked by a weapon. And how a weapon even got into the Hollywood Bowl. Like, where is the security, you know? Netflix, come on now. Your stock may be taking a dip, but hire more security. And I think that's what they should do now. Anyways, huge shout out to all the stand-ups up there. Both legendary, upcoming, new, whatever level you are. I can't do stand-up. I don't do stand-up. I've been to a few comedy shows while at my time in L.A., my 9 years here in L.A., and I have so much respect. And yes, it is uncomfortable. Yes, sometimes the jokes make you feel weird or uncomfortable or out of place, but I'm just realizing that is what comedy does. It rattles you. I'm sure more details are going to come out about this, and if there's anything else super significant, I'll hop on the mic and, you know, we'll talk. But anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeBee, to the Mistress of Pop Culture. Stay safe, everyone. Be safe and be kind to your fellow artists. It's what the world needs. All right, everybody, have a good one. Bye.